following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Welcome to New Life Live. Today is Giving Tuesday, a special day dedicated to generosity and making an impact in the lives of others, which is what we do every day here at New Life Live. I'm Brian Perez, and joining me in the studio for the next 2 hours, we've got clinical psychologist Dr. Jill Hubbard. What's going on, Jill?
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Yeah, look who else is in the studio.
Yay,
it's
surprise.
The president of New Life Ministries, who happens to also be a licensed professional clinical counselor in her own right, Becky Brown. Great to have you here, Becky.
It's so fun to be in the room and just, be together. It's
for sure.
Awesome. But we want you to join us.
Yes.
Call us 1-800-229-3000, and
that's
we will
number.
Answer your questions. But I know you're going to ask me what's on my mind.
Of course.
So I'm
going to
go ahead with it. You know, it is Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're real familiar with, like, the Grinch in the Scrooge movies. And, you know, the theme is that their hearts were too small, that they needed to expand their heart. And once somebody changed their mind, they saw the joy that came from expanding their heart, a generous heart. Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And so when you think about the Scrooge and the Grinch, I want to ask you, check your heart. And, you know, sometimes people say that tongue-in-cheek and kind of, you know, campy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of times we're so busy looking at what's wrong with the world, looking at we don't have enough of, or this should be fixed, or this is wrong. And it can be everything from family members to your work situation to traffic. There's a lot of things that want to make our hearts small. But I want to invite you in on this Giving Tuesday to expand your heart, to make it bigger. You know, if you've been listening to New Life, and this is going to be a shameless plug for you to support New Life, but, you know, when you think about you've listened for a long time and you've gained a lot of information, a lot of inspiration, have you given back? Whether it's because you don't have it, maybe you're thinking, I don't have the money. You know, every dollar makes a difference. But even more important, it expands your heart. You know,
and it makes you more invested.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
In the journey and furthering the kingdom.
And I think about at the end of our lives, you know, there's an old saying, it's a million years old, that says only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And you think about, where am I giving my heart? Where am I giving my attention? Where am I giving my money, my time? You know, and I just think on this Giving Tuesday, it's time for us to check our hearts. Look where you're giving or what you're putting out. Are you consumed with consumerism? Like the Grinch was, you know, he was all mad at all the Who's in Whoville because they were so focused on the celebration. But what he didn't understand is that they were giving to each other, and that was where their joy came from. And so I want to challenge you, if you haven't given to New Life, and you're going to get 1,000 texts from other people, ministries, other causes that are going to say give to New Life, or no, they're not going to say that.
No,
but I'm going to say give to New Life.
Say give to us.
Give to us, and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's been making a difference for many years, and we want it to go for many more.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe if you've ever called into the radio program and you've gotten the advice that we've given you here, and it really helped you, I mean, we would love for you to give back, you could say, on this Giving Tuesday. And we're going to hear some testimonies a little bit later on from people who have been helped by New Life. This ministry has been around for almost 40 years, and it has helped thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands. I'm sure we have an official number somewhere. We may not find out till we get to heaven. But we know the impact that it has had. So right now, we're also in our matching gift challenge. So anything you give gets doubled. So there's three ways that you can help, and that's by going online to newlife.com/match or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text the word match to 28950. We'll be back with your phone calls in a moment.
I went to Every Man's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Washington, D.C., December 5th through the 7th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
Every Man's Battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Giving Tuesday is about more than donations. It's about creating hope, changing lives, and supporting people on their journey toward healing and transformation. Let me tell you a story about Greg and Lynn. A few years ago, after Greg overcame substance abuse, he confessed to his wife about his struggle with same-sex attraction and an affair with a family friend. Seeking help, Lynn called New Life Live. Soon after, Lynn attended Restore. Greg attended Every Man's Battle. Through those two New Life intensives, they rebuilt trust. Greg wrote to us, 40 years after we were married, we have renewed our wedding vows. Our marriage has never been stronger, and this is why we give to New Life. Becky, it sounds like Greg and Lynn, like I mentioned earlier, it's like a give back Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Oh, I love that. Let's start that. Brand just coined a new phrase. You know, it's interesting. It goes back to what I said. When your heart is changed, you begin to see things in a different way. And when you understand the depth of challenges that people experience day to day, you know, we think that we put some face on some of the problems that we hear. But I can guarantee, and we've heard enough stories, both, you know, clinically, you know, people in the room, everybody's got a struggle. And some are bigger than others, right? Like what they went through. But look at the result of doing the work. And that's what we want to be a part of. We want to be part of someone's new life. And they absolutely have it. And we say thank you for all of you who are participating. And we're not going to keep talking about giving.
Right.
But we want you to give. So there you go. Sorry, I'm in the room now. So
yeah, I know.
You
don't have to wait till the feelings come.
That's right.
The feelings of generosity.
That's right.
Right? As you give.
That's right.
It will follow. The
and it changes your
follow.
Brain, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It does. Okay.
So as you hear these testimonies and as you hear people calling in with their questions, and we got Jill and Becky here to help them, if you give to New Life, you can almost say, I did that.
Yes.
When you hear that help that the people receive. So
that's right.
Go online, newlife.com, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text MATCH to 28950, because we've also got a matching gift campaign going on right now, and we would love for you to help. Now we're going to go to the phones. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call into the studio today, and we're going to be here for 2 hours. Here is B, who's listening in Philadelphia on WBYN. Welcome, B, to New Life Live.
Thank you. I'm calling because I have a son. He's 39 now, but he suffers with a mental illness, and he used to live with me. And because of the mental illness, and on top of that, he used drugs. So he started kicking in my back door. He started breaking my windows, and you know, because I'm on the first floor. And so I had to put him out. And every time I would bring him back in, he want to smoke the crack in the house. He want to smoke in the house. So I had to let him go again. And right now he's homeless. So every time holidays come, I beat myself up so bad, saying, what can I do? How can I reach him? I'm praying, asking God to, you know, deliver him from the, you know, not only the mental illness, but the drug use. Mm-hmm. And if I go downtown, I may run into him, and he's begging for money, mm-hmm. and then he's outside mm-hmm. begging for nickels and pennies and mm-hmm. dimes outside the 7-Eleven. I'm around holidays, I sit here and almost don't even want to open up the Venetian blinds, just keep the covers over my head. I need help.
Oh, B.
I just want our viewers and listeners to put themselves in your shoes. Can you imagine walking down the street or driving
as
by
a
7-Eleven or something as a mom and seeing, there's your son.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up, I mean, he's 39 years old, so you saw him as a boy and teenage, and then just to see that
state. And that's not what your vision for him was.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure, I don't know, how early did the mental illness begin for him? How old is he?
And I beat myself up even more because I let him go to his father's when he was 12.
Mm.
So when he went to his father's at 12, he stayed there, and then his father sent him to his cousins in Maryland. And his, you know, they was like 13 and 14, so they was going to karate school. And when they went to cross over, when they went to cross on the other side, the car hit and killed his cousin. And he seen him go up in the air. He came down. He said all he could see is blood gushing out of his nose. And I believe that's when the mental illness really kicked in.
Wow.
So I'm,
And I wonder, did the drug use start then too?
Yes.
Okay, because drug use will create mental illness. You're aware of that, right?
No, I'm not.
Yes. So, and sometimes it's hard to tease out. So if you can get them clean from drug use, a lot of times, I mean, it can take a while. It can take a good year. The mental illness signs will diminish. And so, I mean, some are permanent, but some are not. And so, but, oh, what he saw is so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And for a kid, and you couldn't have stopped it. You said you wish you hadn't sent him. You couldn't have stopped that from happening. It could have happened when he was with you. And it's so tragic. But, and that survivor's guilt,
I think about. And, you know, a lot of times people will turn to drugs when they have experienced a big traumatic experience because it's their solution to calming down what they experience. It's not a good solution, but to your point, the drugs, use of drugs can cause mental illness to begin. A lot of times people get bad stuff too, and it just keeps going. But
and
I want to go back,
things.
I want to go back, B, to, you know, your question is, what can I do to relieve myself of the guilty feelings? I think what Jill just said is pretty powerful. You aren't that powerful, B, to have controlled any of the choices that your son. And as parents, like you said, Brian, we don't have children thinking, oh, I hope they end up homeless and begging for money. And especially around the holidays, it can be very impactful because that's not the vision that you had. But your guilt has to be resolved by understanding there's if there was something that you could have done, B, you probably would have done it. But,
right. Yeah. But, and that now you're powerless over his addiction that has taken over to try to control his post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
B, if it were my son and I saw him at 7-Eleven, I would take him food. I wouldn't give him money. I would take him food, and I would tell him that I loved him, and that when he's ready to get help, that I'm here.
I
would give him a warm blanket.
Get him food. Yeah, most of the time, I said, if you want something to eat, I'll buy you something to eat. But that's not what he wants.
No, it's
want
not.
To eat.
No.
Right.
Well, and he's not in his right mind.
No,
either.
He's not.
Right.
This isn't your son.
Right.
This is your son on drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, you're dealing with mental illness, which drug use is mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're dealing with. So it's not really your son, but he's down in there somewhere.
Right.
B.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel so guilty.
Right.
Like,
well, what's the,
what'd you do wrong?
That's the guilt for?
Yeah.
You feel sad, right? Probably and
anxious
about his well-being. Right? And the grief about this isn't what you wanted for him, but what's the guilt about?
Yeah, that I gave him to his father at 12.
Okay. Well, I know. So that's where you're having a little bit of a hard time there
struggle.
Because it's like if I had kept him, I could have kept him safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that's the lie, Bea.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because even if you could have kept him safe, you can't keep a boy inside all the time.
Right.
Right?
Well, and there are parents that are listening right now, Bea, that did everything right as far as what they thought was right. And their children have experienced drug abuse, mental illness, all kinds of things. So as parents, the thing we have to resolve is, you know, that guilt. Is it false? Is it true? If it's true, what can I do to resolve it? Like, is there something? You can't go back to when he was 12 and not let him go to his father's, because that time has passed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're here now. And so part of your resolution has to be surrendering that I have done everything I can and I need to let this go. So that I can do what you're talking about, Jill, when I do see him. And actually, Bea, if you want to get some resources in your area, like whether it is treatment centers or shelters, that when you do see him, you can say, you can go to this shelter right down the road. And, you know,
he don't go.
Right.
Don't
I know.
No, you can't make him go, but you can hand him a number. You can hand him a name of a place.
Yeah. And it's going to help you in the resolution of your guilt. We can't control anybody.
No.
As much as we want to.
I know. But, I mean, we can strongly encourage.
Yes.
You know, son, I'll take you right now where there's a warm bed and food.
Right. Right.
Right. And you know, and even asking the question, but he's not in his right mind. Where do you see this going?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Bea, here's a couple things for you. Do you feel safe in your home, knowing that he's been there before, where he's kicked in the door and windows and all that? You do feel safe?
I done moved since then, and I can't tell him where I live.
Okay. Yeah,
very good. Very good.
Yeah, I can't tell him where I live at.
And then do you participate in any kind of group support, like whether it's Al-Anon? You do?
It was one I used to go to. Is it a NAMI?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
NAMI.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. National Alliance Mental Illness.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
I used to go there.
But also Al-Anon or Narcanon for families?
No, I don't know about
but,
that.
But that would really be a good support for you.
And we also have New Life Recovery groups, too, that are, you know, with codependency. But the reason why these are important, Bea, is because you're stuck in this feeling of guilt. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have any place to express that, you just keep doing that to yourself.
Keep spinning it,
yeah. And so when you can talk with other people who are making this journey as well, and there's so many, it's heartbreaking to see. Mm-hmm. But it's not that it makes the problem go away, because you don't have that kind of control. But it gives you a perspective that I'm not alone, that I am, and you might even learn some different approaches, too, that can be helpful as well. Mm-hmm. But it is, the group support can make such a difference in your own journey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's what I would suggest for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Bea, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. Stay on the phone. And do you think doing life with your adult children would be a good resource?
Or what about the workbook for grief?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Because
I think there's a lot of grieving here.
Yes, the Life Recovery Workbook for Grief. Thank you so much for calling in today, Bea, to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is our number, and we're here in the studio for 2 hours today on this Giving Tuesday. And something else we do here at New Life Live is the Everyman's Battle Intensive. We read the testimony earlier from Greg, and over the past 20 years, thousands of men have reclaimed their sexual integrity through the help they received at an Everyman's Battle workshop. Our final workshop of the year starts this Friday in Washington, D.C., and it's not too late to register. Imagine what it would feel like stepping into 2026 with a new life of freedom and hope, with an understanding brotherhood to walk beside you. Some of you guys have maybe just come to accept that you ain't never going to change, that this has been part of your life as long as you can remember, or the old, I'm not harming anyone with what I'm doing. Becky, what's wrong with this way of thinking?
Well, it's such a lie. And you're, you know, I just recently heard a sermon about that God calls us to have an undivided heart. And when you believe the lie that just looking at pictures isn't going to be a big deal in your life, you're believing a lie that's going to it will get bigger, it will get worse. And, you know, that freedom that comes from having that whole heart, mm-hmm. And I know so many men have experienced that at Every Man's Battle.
And no matter how much you isolate yourself from other people, even your absence impacts other people.
Yes, yes.
We impact all of those around us. So
what
you do in secret does impact others.
Yeah, and I just, if you are having any issue with your sexual integrity, men, don't let 2025 end without you addressing it. Mm-hmm. There's time, there's help. You need to get there.
Yep, it starts this Friday in Washington, D.C. You can get all the details on our website, newlife.com, or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a decision you will not regret. And if you think this is out of reach for you financially, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask about our need-based scholarships, because we really want to help you and your family in 2026. But it starts this weekend in Washington, D.C. All right, going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of your phone calls. Linda, you will be first up when we come back here on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. We can't wait to talk to you.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown, and I'm coming to you with an urgent need. There are many people that are in difficult relationships, difficult places in their lives.
How do I navigate through that? And not to hurt my son.
We had some generous friends of New Life that started a matching gift, and every gift will be doubled up to $475,000. The matching window closes December 31st, so don't wait. Every moment matters in recovery, healing, and restoration.
I do a lot of work in my local church, and so just being able to hear y'all work through some of these situations really helps me to have some insight on how to help others.
Make your gift today by going to newlife.com, click on donate, or text the word match to 28950. You can also call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Together, we will bring hope and help to so many more people. And I want to say thank you in advance. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can text the word match to 28950.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery, and one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders' guides, CDs, Bibles, and more, all with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 steps have long been a great help to people in recovery, because much of the 12 steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Another way you can get your question to us is to submit it online, either as an email or a voicemail. You can go to our website, newlife.com/radio, to find out how to do that. Here's an email that was sent in to us. The question is, what should I do if I want to address something that bothers me? And when I try to, instead of acknowledging my concern, the other person makes the conversation about something way unrelated, or they change it to the way I reacted to what bothered me. What would you guys say?
Well, you know, the other day I went shopping, and...
I see what you did there.
So wait, the person, okay, expresses something, and then the person goes off on a tangent.
Yeah, yeah.
Unrelated. And doesn't acknowledge.
Changes the subject, you know, that kind of thing, and just doesn't acknowledge the concern.
Okay, okay. But at the end there, what did you say? And then reacts.
Or they change it to the way I reacted to what bothered me.
Like, they, if you're mad about something, if you're saying, hey, I have feelings about, you know, so frustrated about this or that and the other thing, and then the person says to you, well, why would you let that bother you? Why would you get so upset about that? I think, you know, when you're thinking about what to do when you're trying to express your feelings to somebody else and you don't feel heard, there's a lot of factors to that. It's uh-huh. the person, if you keep going to the same person, thinking that they're going to hear you eventually, you may need to try a different person. The other thing is sometimes you can work it out within yourself. You can journal out, you know, just what is this thing that's bothering me and what do I need? You know, what do I need from somebody else? What do I need to resolve the issue? You know, there's a little bit different way to look at it.
Well, right. But you can also, if this is a person that gets easily distracted and deflects and has a hard time maybe being in the moment with you, you can front load it.
Right.
I want to share something with you that's bothering me. Mm-hmm. Are you in a place where you can really listen to me and give me some feedback?
Right.
So you tell them what you want up front. And then if they start to dart off, then you say, oh, could we come back to, you know, later we can talk about that.
Right.
But can we come back to what I was talking about? Because I really need to be heard on this. And I'd like some feedback.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want. Or maybe you just want to be heard.
Well,
I just
want to
know
practice.
You understand it. But so, and some people say, oh, well, I don't want to have to do that because then it feels like I'm controlling it. Mm. Well, you have to teach somebody how to give you what you need.
Right.
Right?
I think if it's your spouse that you're having this repeated problem with, there's a bigger issue. But I love
But like just say, okay, yes, we can talk about that, but let's come back to my issue first. It'll just take a few minutes if you're willing.
Yeah.
So when the person says that they don't want to control the conversation, I think they need to realize that the other person is controlling the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
So they do need to rein things in.
We also have to accept that not everybody can hear what you are expressing. I had somebody recently ask me if they were too much for people. And I said, well, why were you thinking that? And they said, well, because, you know, I want to ask a deeper question or I want to talk about something deeper. And they will shift the question away or they'll start talking about something like shopping that's unrelated. Mm-hmm. And part of our own work is to get clear about who we are so that if somebody does that, we can recognize they can't listen the way that we need them to listen. And then we can build those relationships and we'll know. Not to get rid of the other people. It's not that.
No, just looking at other people's limitations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? That's it. And also being aware of, you know, can they just not listen at this moment?
Right. Right.
Mm. Right? Like, well, you know, like when you're engrossed in something, I'm, you know, writing an email or something, and then a random comment comes in. Oh, look at this, you know, on Instagram. I'm like, I can look at that later, but I need to focus here right now.
Well, and to that point, too.
Read the room.
To that point, too, though, Joe, we are in such a distracted culture, and we think that we can multitask.
We can't.
No.
We have to do one thing at a time.
Some of us less than others.
Especially with an ADHD brain.
We hope that helps.
Yes, and when it comes to reading the room, too, that's something that people need more help with, I think, because they'll just come in and say, hey, did you see this? It's like, I'm trying to work here.
But and I'm going to do a shameless plug. Today, Mark Cameron's book is released.
Yes, that's right.
Understanding Your Attachment Styles. And one of the things that he talks about in that book is understanding your attachment style impacts every way that you relate with people. So when you go into a room and you're trying to read it, you're reading you first. Because you're the one that's coming in. If you're going to react to everybody in front of you, that's going to be a lot, especially if you do have ADD. It can be overwhelming, and then you don't really have a presence of who you are. So, you know, for this question, you know, it depends on who the person is that you keep going to for that connection, but also to front load it. I love that idea. Hey, I need to tell you something. I need to
and ask them if they're willing
and if they can. Because if they're making an email, they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, they're like, no, now's not a good time.
Exactly.
But later,
and be okay with that answer. Because a lot of times we react to the answer too. So.
Yeah, because some people, they may never have the time. They may not want to have that conversation. So that's why they just,
that's
not good.
Why we need
tomorrow's
more than
not good
one
either.
Person
that's
in
right.
our life
mm-hmm.
that
that's
we can
right.
go
yeah.
to. You know, spouses can't be everything. We need our friends as well.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sending in your question online. Again, you can go to newlife.com/radio, and there's a couple of ways. There's email or a voicemail that you can leave us, but we so prefer to speak with you, to dialogue with you. So call in. We're going to be in the studio for 2 hours today at 1-800-229-3000. I'm Brian Perez here with Becky Brown. She's the president of New Life Ministries, and she's also a licensed professional clinical counselor. Clinical psychologist Dr. Jill Hubbard is here too, and we want to talk to you. We are in the holiday season, yes. I should say, and you might need help navigating who knows what, but you do, so call in and let us know, and we can help. 1-800-229-3000.
Are you ready for the holidays, or are you dreading the holidays? Well, we have a new webinar, and it's called Healthy Holiday Boundaries. The holiday season often brings joy, but it also can bring pressure, guilt, and emotional overwhelm. Healthy Holiday Boundaries is a 90-minute faith-based webinar. You'll learn how to protect your peace, manage expectations, and set healthy limits without guilt. Whether you're facing family tensions, an overcommitted schedule, or emotional fatigue, this webinar will help you reclaim calm and connection. This isn't just information. It's an invitation.
The Healthy Holidays Boundaries webinar is Wednesday evening, December 10th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. Experience the freedom Christ offers and discover how to give your best yes and your healthiest no this holiday season. 1-800-639-5433. Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
I've got another Giving Tuesday testimony to share with you. It's from Keisha. She struggled with alcohol addiction for decades. Treatment and a secular 12-step group kept her sober for a year, but she relapsed and turned to alcohol to numb her pain for another 10 years. Then one thing changed everything. As Keisha told us, in desperation, I cried out to God. And soon after, my brother gave me a Life Recovery Bible and Life Recovery Workbook. Through Life Recovery resources and New Life Recovery groups, Keisha found freedom. And now she leads a New Life Recovery group to help others find hope, too. See, at New Life, every gift makes a real difference. Mm-hmm. From providing counseling and resources to offering life-changing courses, your generosity fuels hope. And right now, we happen to be in the middle of a matching gift challenge, so your giving has double the impact. You can give online at newlife.com/match or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text the word MATCH to 28950. And it's super simple to do that. In fact, it's so simple, you can do it at the same time that you're hosting a radio program. I am doing it right now, texting 28950. And here it is. I'm going to do MATCH. Nope, that's March. Hold on. MATCH. Boom. And there it goes.
So then I guess afterwards
I'll choose my amount and everything. But
that's
awesome. Do it. Text or give online newlife.com/match or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Generosity changes lives.
Yes, it does. Okay, back to the phones. Linda, where are you? I don't know. So let's go to Susan in Dallas, Texas, who is listening on Sirius XM channel 131. Hey there, Susan. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm 69 years old, and I have a 94-year-old mother, and she is just loved by everyone. My question is, how do I become comfortable around my mother? I feel like there's something constricting me around her, and I think she feels it too, although I think she's trying to reach out, and not that we don't get along or anything. Everything seems fine, but inside myself, I don't know, I just can't get comfortable around her.
Mm. When did it start, yeah. Susan?
I think it's, I can remember as a toddler wanting mom's attention, and she said, "Oh, you're okay. I'm going to take care of John," you know. And I just feel like I've always, wow. She did tell me one time, she felt like she broke my spirit. Those are her words.
Mm.
When I was 18 months old, because she was trying to potty train me before the next sibling came. Mm. She was pregnant, and she said she feels like she broke my spirit. And, you know, then I went through childhood, teenagers, everything seemed fine, but I don't know. I just have some hesitancy around her, and it makes me feel really bad.
Susan, what, you have how many siblings?
Yeah, where are you in the lineup?
I'm the second oldest.
And
there are four of us.
Four. Okay.
Four siblings.
And they're fairly close together?
In age.
In age, yeah.
Yes, pretty much every 2 years.
Okay.
Except the one between me and John for 18 months.
Susan, how often do you see your mom? Do you live in the same town? Like, what kind of interaction do you have?
I might see her 3 times a year.
Okay. Hmm. Okay, so the reason why I say that is sometimes when we have this kind of elusive, it just doesn't feel right, I can't really put words to it, we have to begin there. Because you can't describe... that may be the first step, and it doesn't require your mom to help you with that. Mm-hmm. It's really just to sit with, whether it's a feeling word list, you know, where you could say, well, it's really more this than that, and just to define the feeling. The other part of that, too, is if you have 3 visits a year, but this is impacting you the rest of the time.
Well, and I'm wondering, is it just when you go to visit
that's
her,
a good question.
Susan? Or, like, can you talk on the phone with her and it's okay? Or is it all the time? Is it constant?
It's semi-okay. I can't say that I really want to make a phone call.
Okay.
But, you know, when we talk, it's okay. I just feel like I'm being kind of judged. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not.
It may not be true, but that's the reason why you have to define, like, that's a feeling. I feel like I'm being judged. Mm-hmm. That's a feeling. So you can, when you start to articulate all of the feelings that are kind of getting mixed up, you can get some clarity. But I also think that because your mom's age, it's kind of interesting. Grief will show up in those years.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, she may be in fine health, but she's 94. Every day is a good day if you're alive after, well, you know, that's debatable.
Yeah.
But it may be some grief that's kind of seeping in, that's getting connected with the loss of maybe not having the mom that you wanted or needed, and that's something, you know, to resolve. But when you get to that acceptance of, she wasn't what I needed, mm-hmm. she was okay, you know, and to look at her as another adult woman. And that's a weird kind of place to be. But a lot of times when people get in their elderly years where sickness starts to impact them, they're not who they were. And you're not saying that there was abuse or anything like that, but it's just this kind of elusive feeling. But
well, I think the connection that you have, right, the attachment to your mom was impaired. And it's interesting that she said that she thought she broke your spirit. And I'm wondering if you could talk to her about that, Susan. You know, remember, Mom, when you made this comment? Can we talk about that? Because I think it has. There's something that has kept me from connecting with you as much as I would like to. And I'm wondering if you feel that. And just put it out there. And you guys may not have, you know, a lot of words to say about it, but just to start the conversation, and then, you know, that does something, to be able to actually name it in each other's presence, if you think your mom can do that. But the fact that she said that makes me think that maybe she is capable. You know,
well, how many years ago was that?
Yeah,
though,
that's
Susan?
True.
She probably told me that 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, maybe you could remind her and see, because that would be in longer term memory.
Yeah. I mean, right? I was going to say, is her cognition, how is she physically, mentally?
Oh, she's as sharp as a tack.
That's awesome.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
I love that's
that.
Good. Well, and see, you know, when she was a young mother, okay, she had one, you were number two, she had one on the way. Right? You know, things are said and people do things, and, you know, you don't realize how a child internalizes that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
that becomes symbolic for, oh, I'm not enough for my mother.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? That feeling judged, I'm not enough. I can't please her.
Right.
She's critical of me.
Right.
Yeah.
But she may not be thinking that at all. But that's the message you took, right? That's how you received it.
And even from the mom side, because we're moms, mother guilt is real.
Yes.
If she said that to you out loud, Susan, that's pretty profound.
It is.
For a mom to admit that.
Yeah.
And you probably were shocked by what she said. But the other thing is, at this point, you're not trying to settle a score.
Right.
You want to get curious, and you want to maybe even relieve her of any guilt that she may still be carrying. That would be very gracious of you, but it would also help you resolve some of these questions. We say all the time, you know, naming it is 50% of the solution, you know, but when it's just kind of messy, you don't even know how to conceptualize, you know, what does better look like?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good question, too. What does better look like in your relationship with your mom? That feeling is gone? I don't know if that's... You know, that it could be a
just
good goal.
To maybe be understood, just to have it acknowledged that there was a disconnect there, a misattunement that happened early in life that has made you feel like you weren't quite, you know, enough for her. And for her to just even, you know, be, oh my gosh, sweetheart. Like, you know, if my child said that to me, it's like, oh, let me hug you.
I agree.
You know, I'm so sorry that you have felt that way.
It's so crazy. I've been hosting New Life Live for almost a year now, and just to hear these stories of something that happened at childhood, and it stays with you decades later, and that's why we're here at New Life. So if this is something that you're struggling with, give us a call. We're going to be in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next. We've got Dr. Jill Hubbard and Becky Brown here. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. And
let's send Susan Mark's book, Understand Your Attachment Style.
Yeah. Yes,
because that'll
indeed,
help her.
For sure. All right, stay on the phone and we'll get that to you. And we've got some more calls coming up, and we're still waiting for you to call in to 1-800-229-3000.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seemed to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Dallas, Texas, March 6th to the 8th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. It feels so wonderful. I had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
1-800-229-3000 is our number, and let's go to Los Angeles. Here is Anne, who is listening on Sirius XM channel 131. Hello, Anne. Thanks for calling into New Life Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
So I'm going to give you a few details, and then I have a question. My husband was unfaithful for more than 3 decades, which I did not know about. It was a sexual affair. My daughters discovered it. 2 of our 3 daughters discovered it. It continues to be secret. No one knows, except our pastor. The day after it was discovered, I told him we needed to go to see the pastor, and he said, "Well, you realize that our friendship with them will never be the same." And I said, "Yes, and our relationship will not be the same either." So anyway, they're the only ones. We went to a couple's marriage intensive, came home, and he would not do, you know, the extra, the work when we came home. We did one session, and he said, "Well, this doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't work for me." And then that was 4 months post-discovery. Mm. Then 7 months, I told him I wanted him to go to the Every Man's Battle, and he went to that. But he came home and he said, "I'm not like those people. Everybody was with pornography, and I'm not pornography." And I said, "But addiction is addiction."
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Anne, I'm glad you're laughing because you can see the ridiculousness in his denial. Mm-hmm. I'm not like them. You've had a 30-year, ultimately, it's another wife, Anne. It's another wife.
Yes.
Are your daughters adults now?
Yes. Oh, they've been adults. They were adults. And in fact, I almost lost a relationship with one of them because she insisted something was going on. And I said, "Your father would never do anything."
Gosh, Anne. Okay, so how can we help you best today? Because we could say 5 million things here, but what can we do the best for you?
I just have a really quick question, though. Was this affair with one woman or several women over the 30 years?
One.
Okay.
One woman,
Is it done?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The day after we confronted him, I made him call her, and I was there. You know, while he called her, and he said, you know, that I was there and that it's over and blah, 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 blah. And I truly do think that it's done.
But you also didn't think he could do anything like that, Anne.
No.
I know you want to believe it's over, and you want to believe that that call in front of you was it. But I've known people to do that, and it's a 30-year relationship. He's attached. Even if it's mostly physical, they still have a long history. I don't think you would just end it in a phone call. And his patterns, you know, you didn't know where he was fitting her in before. So you can't even follow his patterns. So I just think.
Yeah. Well, and that's the reason why I'm asking, Anne. What do you need from us today?
Yeah.
Well, I have Find Me on my phone so I can tell where he's at. And he's always been able to tell where I'm at because
Because you don't cheat. That's right.
Right.
But anyway, we're like roommates. And he looks great to everybody outside. Mm-hmm. And everybody will say to me, oh, you've got such a wonderful husband. Mm-hmm. You're so lucky. But anyway, my main question is, there's no physical abuse. I mean, he's okay with me. He calls me critical. He says, I'm just critical because when I disagree with him, I can't disagree. And I said, I just disagree. It's okay if we disagree. I don't have to agree with you all the time. But my question, I guess, is he is lacking emotions, like mm-hmm. nothing. Like mm-hmm. I would call him emotionally anorexic. Mm-hmm. He can't understand what I feel, what my daughters feel, what anybody feels. And I just don't know how to get him to understand.
Has he always been that way, Ann? Or did you just notice this since the discovery?
I would say probably it's been growing, and I just didn't notice it because I was so busy with our
right.
kids.
So
he mm-hmm. was busy building a business and
a relationship on the side. So
right.
the reason, but here's yeah. the reason why I say that, Ann, is because of his infidelity, he mm-hmm. had to guard his feelings.
Yeah,
he wasn't detached. Vulnerable. Yes, he completely detached.
Okay.
And that is where you yes. are now. That's the reason why you can't have an emotional conversation with him. He can't have you disagree because it is too vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what to do with
He's
that.
He's not taken, unfortunately, his vulnerability to you.
Right.
He took it elsewhere.
No.
So, and you guys were coexisting, right?
Right.
And you're right. People get busy and uh-huh. they don't realize that
right.
their relationship is so separated.
And they're numbing their life away, mm-hmm. which is what he did for 30
yep.
years. And so that's why when he yeah. went to Every Man's Battle, he couldn't identify, even though
it's the same thing,
and there's more than just pornography right. there's but his response is because he's not attached to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He literally is detached. But here's the challenge that you have, Anne, is how are you going to do your life? You're still looking to him for his changes to impact you in a positive way. And what I want to encourage you to do is to do whatever mm-hmm. you need to do to not keep his secret anymore, to not mm-hmm. Not play life the way that he has designed it these last 30 years. I would probably sit mm-hmm. down with all three daughters and say, you know, he can come with you if you want. But here's the reality. Our life has not been what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
This has mm-hmm. been a horrible experience for you, Anne. This mm-hmm. This has impacted you in ways that you probably can't even understand at this point, because there's still a lot of that defensiveness coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and even when you describe, like, everybody thinks he's this great guy, and you're this cognitive dissonance, it's
yeah.
like what
mm-hmm.
do you even know who I'm? You have no idea. And then mm-hmm. the roommate thing just perpetuates the disconnection. But mm-hmm. I would encourage you to go to Restore. We're going to
yeah.
do it
yeah,
in March.
I think so.
I would also encourage you to, are you working with a therapist now?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Are you talking, yeah. what are you yeah. talking, I mean, not that we're going to talk about your therapy appointment, but
yeah.
if you're only talking about what to do about him, you're missing an opportunity for your own healing. Because you have no control about what he does
yeah.
or what he says. But it would be very important for you and very healthy for you to start to think about how this has impacted your life and what mm-hmm. you need, because that's going to take some work.
Well, and even though, I mean, this is one of the most painful things ever, Anne, even though he is the one that acted out,
right.
he is the one that has brought this into your lives, what, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to look at the part of you that was okay with the disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Or that didn't realize it, right? The part of you that filled in the blanks to
mm-hmm.
kind of make up for what was lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And why was...
It was my trust.
What?
It was my trust. It was my trust.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, believed that he...
Right, but there was something missing yeah. in your relationship. There had to have been.
Well, but you said earlier, too, Anne, that the disconnection... started because you're both so busy. But
right.
this is just the beginning of your yeah. healing. And it is possible for you to, you know, who knows what God has for your wedding or for your marriage. Let's send her a copy of Sherry's book, Intimate Deception.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll get you started on your healing journey. Anne.
Yeah. And you should also attend the Restore Intensive. That's happening in March in Dallas. More details at newlife.com. And we're going to keep the phone lines open for another hour, so we want to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.